With hindsight, we can say that the attacks last year began and ended on the morning of September 11th. But in New York City that week, we didn't know that. Routine bomb scares, usually part of the wallpaper pattern background of New York life, suddenly caused real anxiety and fear. Was a second wave coming? Was the Empire State Building next? There was one bomb scare on 42nd Street around midday Thursday, September 13th. It seemed like every building the length of that crosstown artery had been emptied. The subway was shut down. There were no buses. People packed both sidewalks, standing, talking nervously, waiting. At intersections looking downtown, you could still see the huge cloud of dust, debris, and smoke that hung over the site of the Twin Towers. Near Fifth Avenue, a cop said something to someone about a van that had to be searched for a bomb. The rumor of danger swept the crowd, and there was a brief stampede, a panic. Perhaps a couple of hundred people, like a single organism, surged around the corner, up the avenue, out of harm's way. Nothing happened. But the crowd's sudden flight expressed the questions on everyone's mind. Is this thing over yet? When will someone sound an all clear? A year later, loud noises and speeding police cars don't touch quite the same nerves they did then. A year later, we have grieved, excavated, rebuilt, gone to war, and practiced the lost art of patience in traveling. We saw the mailroom turned into a zone of perceived danger where work was done with rubber gloves and surgical masks. We saw law enforcement bring back the ethnic dragnet, reminiscent of some of the darker chapters of our history. We read articles about why they hate us and why we shouldn't hate them. Sometimes, when I realize that I'm paying more attention to a plane flying low overhead than I used to, I remember the careless sunny Tuesday morning in New York 1 year ago, when it was 8:30, and when we still lived in a condition that had no color code and that we took for granted, a condition called peace. And the questions are the same as they were on 42nd Street during that bomb scare. Is this thing over yet? When will someone sound an all clear?